Hi, fellow GWAers, fellow listeners, fellow backstagers, fellow people, you know. This is the fourth time I've had to record this, and apparently the world's loudest trucks just have to be going past my window right now. I'll stop the world. Male, female, make no difference, I'll stop the world. World, stop. Carry on. Pretty on fleek, pretty game, always keep the niggas on me, riding through Texas. Every time I whip it, I be talking so reckless. He said, dang, nigga, it's tight. I said, yeah, nigga, you right. He said, damn, baby, you so little, but you be really taking that pipe. I say, yes, daddy, I do. Give me brain like NYU. So, this is like the first time I've had to record this, so I'm a little short. Turns out the guy that I had super hot sex with a few days ago has a girlfriend. I don't know if I've recorded this so many times, I don't know if I said that already. He has a girlfriend. It's on his Facebook, on his Instagram. They have a date night picture from 2 weeks ago. He says that they haven't talked in 2 weeks. That she hasn't talked to him in 2 weeks, but I don't know, it seems like bullshit, and we got a motel room because we couldn't go to either of our places, and, you know, we had super hot sex in there. He has the audacity to post it on his Instagram with the caption, what is it, Motel Dreams or something? Motel Dreams Part 3, Do Not Disturb, fucking douchebag. Artsy douchebag. I need to stop falling for dudes that are, like, artsy. You're not an actor. You are just a moderately attractive douchebag in LA. You need to stop. Oh, God. A lot of these bitches don't ever be learning. You bitches don't never get what I be earning. I still getting plaques for my records. They earn it. Oh, fuck. Can never do that part. Who's the queen and things of that? Here's a girlfriend. I'm very bummed out about it. I'm also very burned out. I smoked a little on my walk with my dog, and he didn't want to walk, so we just went around the block, and I had to carry him for the majority of the walk. I gotta stop smoking with guys, because I swear it makes me like them more. But, yeah. Confronted him about it. He's like, we haven't talked in 2 weeks, she doesn't talk to me anymore, and I'm just like, told him, like, I haven't had sex in a year, so thanks for that. When, you know, pillow talk shit. So I was like, holy shit, thank you. And, he was like, thank you, you broke my streak too. And I was like, how long has it been for you? And he's like, 3 weeks. And I haven't talked to her too. And I'm just like, oh my god. And, fucking creeping on his Instagram and then creeping on hers kind of broke my heart, because she's gorgeous and she's also an actress or whatever. He invited me to his fucking stand-up show in like 2 weeks, and I'm like, I would rather shoot myself in the goddamn face. Now I would. I'm so just disappointed in me, in him, in America, in everything. I feel like crying, and I feel like dancing, crying, and like mostly just dancing and crying, like being at a club dancing to Beyonce, pounding back fucking whiskey sours or some shit, or just, I don't know, just straight whiskey probably, and just, yeah, crying and dancing, be like, yes, the world's ending, yes. So his ex liked the picture of that motel room that we got, and I'm just like, man, if she's not your ex, she just fucking liked the picture of a motel room in which you cheated on her with. You cheated on her in. So, that's awesome. I thought he was dope. I really did. Before, like, our date, like, our first date. Our last, I guess. He texted me asking what I wanted from the dispensary, and he was really sweet when we got food, and we just, I don't know, I felt like a genuine connection with this dude, and I don't get a lot of those from my usual Tinder dates, so got my hopes up prematurely. And I'm not gonna lie, I cried. Because I've been cheated on and it sucks. And so if he's cheating on her, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know, guys. I think I'm gonna tell her up. This, believe it or not, this is not the first time I found somebody's boyfriend on fucking Tinder, but this is the first time I've slept with someone's boyfriend. If they are broken up, I don't know. It's driving a bitch insane. But, I don't know. I think it's just the utter lack of disrespect that fucking astounds me, you know? Like, just fucking break up if you're not, if you're gonna be douchebags. Just leave other people out of your shit, you know? Don't cheat. Clap, 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 like you don't care. Okay, I know Lemonade was probably, like, a conspiracy made by Beyonce and Jay-Z, but if Beyonce can get over Jay-Z cheating on her, I can get over this Tinder dude who probably has a girlfriend. God, I have such a crush on one of the dancers, but one of Beyonce's dancers in the 7-Eleven video. She's, like, a redhead. She's so pretty. I think she has, like, this bow shirt when they're dancing on the balcony. God. So, yeah, guys. He has a girlfriend. My friend's gonna pick me up in like 3 hours so we can go get boba and bitch. But I'm so sad. Go to the goddamn same fucking school. And of course, he lives near my friend. Just, of course, you know? I cannot have nice things ever. It's fuck me, right? Guys, guys, guys. Hurts. I'm gonna be blasting fucking bitch, better have my money too. Yeah, fuck it up, Riri. Please don't call me on my bluff. Ballin' bigger than LeBron. Who y'all think you're frontin' on? Like blah blah blah. Louis 13, that's all I mean. You just bought a shot. Kamikaze, if you think that you gon' knock me off the top. Shit, you act in the backseat of my brand new foreign car. Yeah. I call the shots. Blah 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 blah. Bitch, I have my money. God, guys. It's really fucking me up, you know? But in times like this, I am reminded of this motto me and my friend choose to dedicate our dating lives to is fuck all these bum ass motherfuckers. You deserve filet mignon, not McDonald's. You don't deserve fast food sex. You deserve that Michelin star shit, babes. And I really wouldn't mind if we don't go anywhere, cause I've got you. Yeah, I've got you now. I've got you. Do you think my bruised knees are sorta pretty? And do I think your tired eyes are kinda nice? When I first met you, there was a garden growing from a black hole in my mind. So, that's, I guess, what I keep telling myself. I deserve filet mignon, not cheeseburger-ass motherfuckers. Also think you may have voted for our now president. I'm not pleased with that either. I thought he was joking about it, but checking on his Instagram, I think he was genuine in his support. And I am an undocumented Latina, so clearly I should not have let him fuck me. There will be better dicks. There will be better dudes that I connect with more. This too shall pass. Just, God, guys. God. So, this is a 10-minute ramble. Sing along. Everything that you've got, boy, tell me that you be mine. Be mine. Be mine. Whatever. It's 10 minutes of lots of rambling ass shit. So, anyone has any advice or whatever, tell me to keep my chin up. I greatly appreciate it because I need it. So, yeah. He turned out to be a douchebag. Poor little growly. Whatever, guys. Whatever. Peace.